Rams Nation, I'm Danny Kloppinger, and I'm here with one of the stars from Saturday's performance, Aaron Green. Now, talk to me a little bit about Saturday before we get into the game. What was your nerves like getting there? You probably could hear the fans outside the stadium. You're walking into the Coliseum. It's your first game. What were your thoughts going into that one?
To be honest with you, I wasn't really nervous at all. You know, it's a moment that I've been waiting for a long time. I've always wanted to play in the Coliseum, so really my mindset was really just seizing the moment. I knew what my role was going to be. I knew when I was going to get in and what teams I was on and stuff like that. So my main focus was just going out there, doing my job, let loose and have fun. That's what I did.
Ice in your veins. I love it. So you walk out there, you see the stadium that you say you wanted to play in. What was that like for you, that moment for you?
It was awesome, man. Just growing up, I was a huge USC fan, huge Reggie Bush fan. And so just growing up, watching those glory days of them, man, I've always wanted to play there. I had two uncles play for the LA Rams back in the day. So, you know, just to be in the presence of the Coliseum, that's definitely a moment I'll never forget. And ultimately to come out with a win for the first time playing there in a long time was awesome.
Let's talk about that win, because he had the winning touchdown. Now bring me back to that play. How cool was it to put your team up on top?
It was cool. I knew when they called the play in the huddle, I knew there was a good chance that I could have got the ball. And I just thought to myself, man, there's no way I was going to let this guy cover me. And like I said, I wanted the ball. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to make a play in big times like that. And, you know, fortunately, he threw me the ball and I caught it. And, you know, I had to make a little extra effort to get in the end zone.
You know, these preseason games are the times for people undrafted like yourself to make the squad. And this is where you kind of prove yourself. How do you kind of put the nerves aside? I know you said you're made for moments like this. Are you just confident in your ability? What is it about your game that makes you think you can play at this level?
I'm confident. I'm extremely confident, but extremely humble. And, you know, I know what it took to get here. So, you know, when you get here, then just let loose. And you have to understand these same guys you've been playing against all your life, you know. It's just different logo on the helmet. So, you know, I'm sure if I can take some of these guys I played against, I can take them too, and that's just the attitude that I have.
The running back group is one of my favorite groups because you guys seem to always have fun together. You guys seem to always be supporting one another, and just as a group, you guys had a fantastic night. So going back, looking at film today and reviewing it, what was the energy like in your guys' room today?
The energy in our room is always high. Yeah. You know, when you have guys like Denny Cunningham in the room and Todd and
they don't
Chase.
Really settle down all that
nah,
much.
Never, never. Full of jokes, it's always loud in there. Coach Skip does a really good job of letting us show our personalities in the meeting room and also putting in our take on what we see and what's going on. So we have a really close group. Like you said, everybody helps each other and we all come out here to compete. So it's extremely fun.
Well, you have one game under your belt. Obviously, you played very, very well. How do you take that performance and move it to this Saturday?
Really, I think it's all about momentum. It's a fine line. You have to use it as confidence to say, okay, I played okay. You can play with these guys, but you also have to leave it behind you. You know, this is a totally different week, totally different team, and, you know, the outcome could be totally different. So, you know, I have to come in and prepare for them the same way and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, I got to ask you, did you have fun in your first NFL game?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was. Words can't even describe, man. Like I said, it's going to be a moment that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.